Welcome to Well-ish.
What does it mean to be well-ish?
Rejecting the illusion that you have to be perfect to be enough.
Embracing the messy, the real, and the in-between.
Growth without obsession.
Self-care without guilt.
Improvement without the pressure to be flawless.
Because wellness isn't about perfection.
It's about showing up as you are and knowing that's already enough.
This is Well-ish.
If you're someone with a life that's plotline is thick and juicy and meaningful and quality and has twists and turns and cool things and hard things and just somebody that's got like a really quality life, you know that hard things, bad things, the worst things that you think you will ever go through in your entire life happen, and then you realize that it actually worked out for the best. From big things to small things, how many times have you looked back and said, if that had not happened, this would not have been in my life? Right in this moment, today, in the present, I'm coming from a place of lots of trust, okay? Lots of trust and knowing that this is, in all my experiences in the past, how things have always turned out. It always is like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. I don't think I'm ever going to recover from it. And it always ends up being for the better. So right now, if you're new here, I'm currently going through the unexpected end of my engagement. And so I'm not at that place yet. I don't know what wonderful, great thing is going to come from this happening, but I cannot express to you enough how much I feel it in my bones that that is the truth, that like, I know that this is what's best for me. I know that this is what's meant for me. And I'm so grateful that I was given this opportunity. So I think that, you know, today I am coming from a place of trust in the universe, and I don't have all of the answers yet. Like, I don't have like this super cool, fun story to share with you guys yet. I will. And when we all get to tune into that episode, I'll be very excited. But I am coming from a place of knowing that that is always how it's worked out. And so looking at this from the lens of, I am somebody that has, I mean, it hasn't even been a month that I've been broken up with him yet. And I just like the way that the resilience of that, the mental strength of that, to know in my bones that what is meant for me is what's happening in my life. And the reality of it is we cannot know how things will turn out. We cannot predict how things will unfold. But if you get this idea in your head now and you use past experiences from your life that this has come to fruition, that this has proven true, you will be able to trust when bad things happen that it is for your greater good. And you won't find yourself being piled on top of, tackled, shot in the chest 19 times, ran over by a car in a full body cast. Will you still feel like that? Probably. But at least you can have hope for a better life, because there is nothing worse than having all of that experience, but still knowing in your heart that this is what's meant for you and there is more out there for you, because truthfully, it carries you through. So let's get this understanding under our belt, in our minds, in our hearts, so that we can apply it no matter what in our lives, and you will be invincible. Probably not invincible. You're still gonna feel things, and you should feel things, but we're gonna do everything we can to get there. God, let me tell you, it feels good to yell my heart out into this microphone. I'm sorry if it doesn't feel good for you and your ears potentially, but because I live alone now, I'm like, hey! Okay, I want to start by talking about the illusion of good and bad, because that is what good and bad is. It is an illusion. It is a social construct. It is something that we have been taught what things are good and what things are bad and what that means and what that looks like. And it's all based on your perspective and your experiences and the things that have been taught to you and all the things. I obviously don't have to explain to you guys the difference between right and wrong. Like, we know when someone disrespects you or does something fucked up or makes you feel good, buys you a nice gift because they want to tell you they appreciate you, is there for you during a hard time. Like, we know the difference between good and bad, okay? But I think a lot of the time we confuse the label of good and bad with the feeling that we're having in the moment. Like, we have labeled certain emotions as good and other emotions as bad. And so, like, when you're feeling sad or angry or embarrassed or upset or defeated or confused, we label those feelings as bad, and rightfully so, because, hi, they don't feel good. It's not a fun time when you're feeling those emotions. And when you do feel happy and excited and loved and fulfilled and confident and all the things, you know, that feels good. So naturally, we've labeled them as good and bad. You're not crazy, okay? But what we're talking about is the long term of this, is the illusion that it creates for our life and our logic and the physical experience that we're having compared to just the emotions that we have. Now, I could go on like a whole tangent about how technically emotions are not good or bad. They just are what they are. And because we put these labels on them, it makes it so much worse. But that is not the topic of this episode. And your girl is trying not to be a rambling queen anymore. Okay. So in light of staying on the topic at hand, when we experience emotions and we do label them as good or we label them as bad, we then apply that same idea, we apply that same concept to the rest of our life and what is happening. So because this situation made me feel bad, because it made me feel X, Y, and Z, list the giant list of all the ways you feel like shit, that must mean that what's happening in my life is bad. And that's the illusion. Like, that's not true. It could be a good thing for you. It just is that it hurts. Two things can be true at the same time. Something could be really good, and that doesn't make it hurt less that whatever happened, happened. On the flip side, you know, you can do the same exact thing for good feelings. Think about anything that you have ever dreaded, and it really turned out to be okay. You want to go to your, okay, this is not like a real scenario, but I just think like it's a fun example. It's half real. Let's say you're dreading going to your daughter's choir concert. Maybe you don't like the moms in the stands and all of this stuff. The reason I say it's half true is like, so like my dad went to a choir concert and was talking to one of the parents while he was out of work for about a year during that 2010 recession. And he got offered a job. So like maybe something that really sucked could lead to something that's really great. And something you were dreading that you didn't want to be a part of, you know, my daytime job. It's not like it's the most exciting thing in the world. I was dreading starting this job because I was like, this is not my dream job. This is not what I went to school for. This isn't what I wanted to do. I did meet my ex-fiance and I'll be grateful for that. You know what I mean? Like that. I don't regret anything that I have experienced. It led to wonderful things in my life. But I also met one of my best friends through that job. I was able to travel through that job and live in different places. I have unlimited PTO. I have a wonderful boss. I have a really awesome work environment. I get to work remote now. Like there are so many good things that come with it, even though I was really dreading the job at hand. So either way, you know, you have these like bad feelings or you have these good feelings, and you automatically assume that that means that it's going to be like this wonderful thing in your life. Like, let's talk about the good feelings. Anytime you've ever had like a good feeling about somebody, like maybe you like really like a girl and you're like super like into this friendship and you think that you guys are going to be really good friends. And then like suddenly you find out that she backstabs you constantly and talks shit about you all the time and actually puts you down and, you know, wants to watch your demise. You know, because that happens. You know what I mean? So like, just because you have good feelings doesn't mean inevitably that it's going to be a good thing. Just because you have bad feelings doesn't mean inevitably that it's going to be a bad thing. The key takeaway is that we don't always know what's best for us in the moment because you are so caught up in your emotions. And that's not a bad thing. Of course it's not. Like, you have to feel your emotions. You're entitled to feeling your emotions. You are a normal human being for feeling your emotions when things happen. But that's kind of why they say you can't make decisions based on high emotions. Like, you have to allow yourself to come to a neutral place, even if sometimes you can get to neutral and then you go back to a higher emotion time and then you come back to neutral. But it's that idea of what you feel, what you think, what you realize when you're in that neutral space and you're not, you know, making grand thoughts and decisions and ideas about your life based on the anger that you're feeling or the hurt that you're feeling or the love that you're feeling or the overjoy that you're feeling, because the emotion in the moment doesn't equal the long-term outcome. And, you know, isn't that nice when life works out that way? But it's not always how it goes. I want to talk about when life takes an unexpected detour, and I want to talk about it not because of my own life, okay? It's not personal, but I want to say because, like, you know, it's those times that you feel very like, whoa, like what's happening? Like, this is not what I planned for. This is not what I thought was going to happen. This is not like, what have I been doing this whole time to get me to this point? And now what I thought I was going to continue to do or the things that I was doing to get me farther along this path aren't happening anymore. And like, what the hell is happening? And a lot of the time it's something that is completely out of your control that's caused this detour. And so in turn, we resist it and we panic. And why do you panic? Because a number of reasons. I mean, like, you've been working on this project in a sense, like however you want to, whether it's a job, it's a relationship, it's a friendship, you know, you've been working on this thing for it to just completely go sideways, to take a turn that you didn't want it to, or to take a turn that you didn't expect it to. And so you think like, what's happening? I don't have control here. This isn't how it's supposed to go. This isn't how life is supposed to be. This isn't what I pictured in my head. This wasn't what my plan was for my life. And you know, if it really is something hard, you can take a deeper, more depressing turn and say things along the lines of, what if I never get what I actually want? What if I never find this? Why is it that I work hard on things just to have them ripped away from me time and time again? And this is going to seem so annoying that I'm saying this, and it does. I mean, I'm even annoyed with myself for saying it, especially saying it at a time like this in my life. But like, the truth is the best things in life come from those failures. I don't want to call them failures, but like come from these like hard moments. And while I say, like, in my personal experience that I'm going through currently, like, while I'm still in this, like, interim, and the interim is so uncomfortable, like, I don't like it here. But I do already see good that is coming from it. Not even going to get into, like, the relationship and the things that I've had clarity on with that, but just personally in myself, that I feel like I fully understand now what it means to live in the present. I feel like I know my value so much more, and I know what it means to know your value in order to choose your partner. And it's one of those concepts that like life just hits you again and again and again until you get it. And suddenly it hits you with a fucking board and is like, hi, wake up. Do you get it now? And it's like now, with the, like, I don't think I would have gotten this. Like, I don't think I would have realized my own value and feel the confidence that I feel in myself and who I am as much as I do now without this having happened. And it's only, again, like it hasn't even been a month. So with that in mind, instead of resisting the detour, which you're going to do, like, let's be real, like you're a human that doesn't like when you're caught off guard and doesn't like when people treat you poorly and doesn't like when things don't go your way and doesn't like when your plan is fucked up. Like, you are a human. You will feel those things. You will resist it initially. Like, that's what's going to be your first gut reaction. And it probably will continue to be your reaction. You know, like, I feel good now, earlier today, not well. So like, I just think, you know, like it's, you're gonna still do those things, but instead of fighting the detour, what would happen if you trusted it? And like, even though I say like, oh, wasn't well earlier, blah, blah, blah. Like, even though I don't feel good, even though I'm like, I'm hurting and I'm in pain and like all of the things and I'm sad and all of the things, I still in those moments trust what's happening, because I know from past experiences that anytime things don't work out, something better is coming. Like, there is a reason that it doesn't work out. And I know that because I have experienced it time and time and time and time again. And when you do that, you lessen the pain. You don't take the pain away. You don't take the aggravation away. You don't take the upsetness away. You don't take the anger away. Like, those things don't go away because you trust the detour instead of resist it. But it lessens it. It makes it so that you can just be upset about what happened and the way that somebody treated you poorly or the way that your life changed, you know, whatever it is that you're experiencing, you can be upset about that, but you don't have to also have this extra layer of resistance on the detour and being like, no, this isn't what I want. This is horrible. I can't believe this is happening to me. What can I do to change it? I've got to control it. I got to find the ways that I've done something wrong. I've got to find the ways that, you know, that I could still be doing something wrong. What can I do to be different? What could I change? What, you know, you're trying to find like control and stuff. By resisting it. And if you can let that go, if you can let that go and just trust what's happening and allow yourself to feel the feels, it makes it a lot less painful. It makes it a lot more bearable to go with the flow of what life is giving you. Okay, bet. I want to do that. I want to trust. I don't want to be resistant. I would like to be in less pain. I would like to have control over myself and my emotions when shitty things happen in my life that are out of my control so that I don't have to feel like a spiraling maniac when stuff like that happens. But that doesn't seem likely. How is that even possible? How can I make that happen? You know I never leave you high and dry. I got your back. So how are we going to do that? The first thing is that you have to detach from rigid expectations. This is something I used to say, actually, because it was something my mom would say to me. Hi, mommy. She always would tell me no expectations. And when I would, instead of like high or low expectations. And when I would say that to people, people always acted like, wow, that's depressing. Like, you have no expectations. But this is the difference. I didn't say no standards. I have standards. I have boundaries. But I don't have an expectation, because if I can go into things without an expectation, or at least not so rigid of an expectation, I will be grateful for whatever outcome comes my way. And again, like, it's kind of like monk level to have no expectation for something. You know, you just always have little slivers of stuff in your mind, and you feel the disappointment when it doesn't go that way, or you feel like overly excited when things aren't, like, they don't go like in the worst case scenario that you thought they were going to. But the idea is that if you can just lighten up on the rigid expectation and the idea that like things have to be this way, otherwise I won't be happy, then you will be able to not be so crushed when it doesn't go the way that you expect. And more importantly, when you have the rigid expectations, it makes it harder to see the good in the alternate outcomes. Something my friends and I really like to say is zoom out. Okay, can we have this conversation from a zoomed out point of view? So let that be, you know, zoom out to 5 years from now. Is this going to be something that impacts you as heavily as it is right now? Is this going to be something that matters in 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years? I love to do that, because sometimes you'd be like, yeah. Maybe not. Maybe it'll be not so bad at that point, you know. So like zooming out in that sense is nice, but also even just like zooming out to the lens of a friend, to a bystander, to a third party as much as you can, so that you're not coming into it with such a bias or with such a hefty perspective based on the things that you have experienced in your life. And you're looking at it from like I said, a third party point of view, kind of like the same idea when like you're being really not nice to yourself and you think, I would never talk to a friend like that, so why would I talk to me like that? That you can zoom out and come to the lens of like a friend. Like, what advice would I give to somebody if they were experiencing what I'm experiencing right now? And automatically from that experience, you're able to trust that things will work out the way that they're supposed to. Find a way to stay open. If you can stay open-minded and approach things from a very open-minded point of view, then you're going to be able to welcome any sort of outcome that does come your way, especially because the things that are meant for you usually come in unexpected ways. And I want to say too, that like, I think when I used to hear the things that are meant for you, it would mean like forever. Like there's like this thing in our society that we feel like because something's meant for us, it means that like it's meant for us until we die. I don't think that's true. Like, I think that, you know, like I'll just, again, using my own life as an example, like my time that I spent with my ex-fiance, like I think that was meant for me at that, for that chapter of my life. And, you know, now that chapter is done and closed. And now there's something else that's meant for me. And there was a reason why I experienced that. And there was a reason why it ended the way it did. And there was a reason for all of this stuff. And I don't know what that reason is yet, hopefully, because I trust that things will work out. And I am open-minded to the idea that things will do work out in unexpected ways, that it will, you know, it'll come to fruition eventually. But it's that idea that like things, being open to the things that are meant for you will be in your life. When they're not meant for you anymore, they leave your life. But a lot of the time, the things that are meant for you come and go in unexpected ways. I was just talking about, you know, finding the reason and that I don't know the reason yet, but it's the idea of looking for the lesson. Like if you can keep your scope open, your eyes open, your binoculars open to the lesson. And when you're experiencing like these heavy feelings, when you're experiencing something bad, when you're experiencing failure, when you're experiencing something challenging, like what is it that you're supposed to be learning in this experience? And that almost makes it more fulfilling. Like I was going to say more enjoyable, but it makes whatever you're experiencing more fulfilling. Like I can think of times that I have done things that were incredibly challenging, that I've been put through things that were very challenging. And every time I looked at it from the lens of like, what is this supposed to be teaching me? I was typically able to problem solve it enough in my head to find that answer. And it made me feel good about what it was that I was experiencing compared to feeling like more of a victim mindset and being like, why is this happening to me? Why do I have to deal with this? Like, it was like, oh, okay, I'm dealing with this because this is the lesson I'm learning. And like, I'm so grateful for that lesson. I've talked about that on here in the past, that like there was a person in my life that really had a negative opinion of me that I really wanted them to have a good opinion of me. And when I knew that their opinion of me was fully inaccurate and they didn't even know who I was, it made me suddenly take a step back from all of these years of caring what other people think of me. Not saying I still don't at all, but it's a lot better now because I literally was like, wait, that's not true. Their opinion of me is not true. I know my truth. I know that that's not who I am. And I suddenly didn't need their opinion to be good of me or not, because I knew what my opinion of me was. So even though I was dealing with this aggravating, frustrating thing of this person having this bad opinion of me and like dealing with like the repercussions and the consequences that come with like that narrative, it was fine because I was able to look for the lesson in it and find good in it, because I was like, damn, what did I just get in my life? I've got a little bit like less care about what other people think. And that's something that I've wanted my whole life. Thanks for that. It just made it feel good. And like now when I think of that time, I only associate it with that lesson that I learned. Like I don't sit there and go, oh yeah, they're such a bitch. They're such a jerk. They're such a bad person. They whatever, you know, I don't do that. I think, remember when I learned that lesson? That was pretty dope, you know? And of course, what I've been talking about this whole time is revisiting and looking at and reminiscing on past failures and how they led to your life being better, how they led to other things being in your life. Like, you know, anytime a relationship has ended and I thought that was the end of the world, it led to me meeting the next person that I was with. And I was like, well, thank God that I wasn't with them, because, you know, or that it didn't work out with them and that this happened with them, because then I met this person. And thank God it didn't work out with them, because now I met this person. Or, you know, the same thing with like friends, you know, or a job. You know, thank God I got this job that I don't really love, but I got a really kick-ass friend out of that job, you know? So like you can take like these things that are kind of like, but find the good in them. And when you can do that, and when you can look at those things and you can find examples, and they don't have to be huge examples. It can literally be something as simple as like, I really don't feel like going to the hangout tonight, but I'm going to go. And every time I go, I know I have a good time. Every time I go, I know I have a good time. Every time I go, I know I feel good. And like, you can use that to get yourself to go to the next one and feel good and have a good time there. So like just being able to recognize and utilize those past failures or those past feelings or those past times that like you didn't feel good and you didn't know why something was happening in your life, to be able to trust that this time is not going to be any different, no matter how intense or simple the thing that's happening is. Before we wrap this up and I give you my final thoughts, I just want to take a moment to say if you are getting anything out of the podcast, please make sure to leave a rate and review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. If you've got any feedback, anything you want to listen to, anything you want to hear, see, any constructive criticism, please feel free to DM me. I would love to hear from you guys. But if you could rate and review the show, it really helps keep the show going and I appreciate it a whole bunch. So if you haven't already, please make sure to do that. Life rarely makes sense in the moment that shit hits the fan. And something that Steve Jobs had said in his commencement speech at Stanford in 2005, and if you have not listened to that speech, highly recommend. It's a very good speech. But something he talks about is that you cannot connect the dots looking forward. Like you can only connect the dots looking back. And when you go and you look back on your life and you look back on everything that's happened and you look at all of the things, hindsight is 20 motherfucking 20. And when you look back and you see how the dots connect, you go, oh, okay. Okay, all of this is happening to get me to where I'm at today, to make me who I am today, to continue to lead me on the path to who I am going to be long term. And obviously, you know, you do have some control. Like you have to go out and do things in your life in order to really make the things in your life happen for you, but you cannot control everything. The way I like to think about it is, you know, like again, like fate versus choice is when fate happens, when things happen, when stuff that you can't control happens, what decisions are you making with that choice? You know, like when your relationship ends, are you going to lose your ever loving mind or are you going to move on and try to find what is meant for you? When you have a job that you don't really like and you know consistently in your gut that this isn't something that you want to spend your life doing, are you going to continue to sit there and be miserable or are you going to try to find other avenues that might align better with you? You take what's happening in your life, you take the detours that pop up in your life and you make choices that best suit where it is you want to go. And then when you make those choices, inevitably fate will take its course a little more and then you make your choice from there. But the point is that you do these things in the moment and you don't realize the way that they truly benefit you until you look back and connect the dots. You are not falling behind. You are not losing. You are not a failure. You are not doing anything wrong. You just cannot predict your path. That's it. You're not an oracle. You cannot predict. You can hope for and you can work towards a path, but you cannot make things happen. You don't know how life is going to play out for you because you cannot control externals. You can only control you. So you have to allow the externals to happen and then make your decisions from there. I challenge you to think about just one way that life did not go as expected and ask yourself, how did that end up playing out? And if you can find that example, then the next time things don't go your way, again, even if it's something simple, like they're out of your favorite salad at your favorite lunch spot today when you go to lunch, like how that works out in your favor, because maybe you got to try something new on the menu that you thought was really good. Or maybe you tried something new on the menu and it sucked and now you know that you don't like that and now you know that piece of information about you. But think about it. What is something that didn't go your way and how did it lead to something better? I would love to hear from you guys and what your stories are. Please share them in the comments below. Send them to me via DM, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. I would love to hear what you guys have to say because the goddamn truth is you're exactly where you need to be. If you needed a sign, if you needed somebody to tell you, this is me telling you, you are exactly where you need to be. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys immensely. And I truly am so grateful to have you. Making content really makes me happy. It really makes me feel good. And I can't express enough how grateful I am for you and how much you truly, truly do mean to me. So I will talk to you guys next Monday. I hope you have an incredible week.